Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
He's on that. He's going great against us. Good at centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air, live from the multi-multi-million-dollar Sports Byline SB Nation Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am obviously the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Of course, we've got an hour of some interesting sports to talk about in the next 60 minutes or so. Of course, we've got Chris Carter, an NFL legend, no doubt about that. But he's also the best stick man in all of football. I think when it comes to the mic, man, Chris Carter just tells it like it is. He lets it go. He's articulate, and guess what? He doesn't have CTE, and he's been retired 10 years, I believe, so I think he's pretty good. Open phone lines around the planet. You can talk sports with us, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, he's guilt-free. No commitment. If you're drunk tonight, don't want to come on the air, I understand. The text line, text me, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Posted this from his IG page from Costa Rica. Quote, this Sunday's outcome is a lot better than last Sunday.
Damn, Tom. What was the outcome?
I forgot. What was that? The L he took? Well, at least he's kissing his L right there. That's nice. So, Chris Carter, after all of the success, yes, he's lost 3 times in the Super Bowl. Look at you. Mm. Haven't we learned that we should not doubt Tom Brady and his ability to get back in this thing?
Well, this is... And Nick brings up a great point. When we started the season, there was no team in recent history that was as big a favorite as New England was. Now, the team that took the field in Super Bowl 52 was totally different than the team we thought that they would have. They had unprecedented action as far as free agency, the Brandon Cook trade, the type of pieces they had put around Tom. We were like, wow, they're doing this so they can make a run in the next 2 to 3 years.
Absolutely.
I'm not worried about Tom Brady. I'm worried about their defense. I mean, last season they gave up 60 passes over 20 yards. One of the worst defensive teams that we've seen. And a Belichick team, they lost their defensive coordinator. We know that Malcolm Butler's going to be leaving. Hightower, their injured middle linebacker, we don't know when he's going to come back. They don't have a pass rusher under the age of 38.
Yeah, of James Harrison and
Noah. I mean, so we can take as many pictures of Tom and Giselle as we want to, kissy, kissy, but those are the two most talented in New England.
And sometimes
this is not a talented,
Tom and Giselle?
They don't have a talented roster.
CeCe, yeah. And sometimes when you bend and you bend and you bend, you break. And that's what the Patriots did at the beginning of the season. 11 straight drives in the red zone to start their season. They gave up points. And guess what happened at the end of the season? 11 straight drives in the red zone that gave up points. The bend but don't break sounds great, but the problem with continually bending is you're more likely to break. And so I am not going to doubt Tom Brady. I tried that. I tried getting on that train this year. I had all these numbers. 40-year-old quarterbacks. Here's the precedent. He lit those on fire en route to winning the league MVP. Then he had a bit of a down December, and it's like, oh, maybe I could be right. No. Fourth quarter comeback against the Jags, and then one of the greatest Super Bowl performances we've ever seen, despite the loss. Just raw numbers. They had no running game. They had no defense. He had to do all of it. Yeah. But there are real questions about the defense. Like, yes, Julian Edelman will be back on offense. But he'll be back post-ACL and a year older. Rob Gronkowski, I don't believe he's going to retire. I believe he will be back. But you can't pencil him in for a full year at any point in his career. Brandon Cooks will be back, and Brandon Cooks is a good player. I think the Pats... No, almost no matter who's out there, will find ways to score points on offense as long as Tom Brady's there.
Yes.
We know Josh McDaniels coming back. But the defense needs some talent. Like, period, point blank. You need some blue chip guys. They had some blue chip guys, by the way, in the last few years, and they got rid of them.
Yes.
Chandler Jones was a blue chipper.
Yes.
Has been incredibly successful post-New England. They got rid of him. Jamie Collins wasn't quite a blue chipper. Jamie Collins, though, was the most physically talented
really
member
good player.
Of their defense.
Yes.
They got rid of him. Dante Hightower, they didn't want to get rid of him. He got hurt, so they still have him. But, like, who's there? Malcolm Butler was looking like he was going to turn into a blue chipper. He's going to be gone.
Yeah.
Like, so there are real – I have questions about the Pats, but it's not about their quarterback.
Yeah, okay. they don't have the salary cap space either to go out and make a bunch of changes. And, I mean, Tom Brady, I know that the Boston Globe, that article –
Boston Herald,
that article was disputed, but – is there some realness right now with Tom Brady playing it for only $14 million and them not having the assets running? Is that a real thing? I also believe that they will be hurt by losing their defensive coordinator. I know Josh is coming back on the offensive side, but it's hard to replace that type of intel. And they haven't been great on defense the last several years.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Tom Brady, I don't disagree with anything you gentlemen have said. He can put that offense on his back and carry it completely across the finish line. But there has to be a question of defense because these other teams are just getting better offensively. I mean, you look at Philly, you look at some of these other teams.
Yeah, but let's look at the AFC. We believe that Deshaun Watson in Houston, he'll be back as legitimate. If Andrew Luck gets back, they'll be a legitimate contender. We know in Pittsburgh, they're coming back firing. And Jacksonville, I mean, Jacksonville is just getting started. One of the best defenses we've seen in a long time.
And then you've got in Kansas City, if Patrick Mahomes is what they think he will be, yeah, that team should be what? Why are you rolling your eyes at my Chiefs?
If a fifth
we'd be drunk. I get it, yes. CC. Let me have some faith in Pat Mahomes. I'm at another team. Denver, if they sign Kirk Cousins. Like, there are Kirk Cousins
legitimate.
Is likely going to an AFC team because those are the teams that need quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So the AFC East will still probably be theirs for the taking. Like the AFC East.
Dolphins, Jets, and the Bills.
Right. Yes. We don't trust
That's
any
like
of them.
That's like an easy win.
Yes.
But you, and no, I don't doubt Brady. But are they talented enough on defense to win three playoff games? They weren't this year. Like no. The question will they be next year?
This is a dilemma for me because I know the overall responsibility, especially when you've hired three assistant coaches and they're already in the building.
Yeah.
You've given the people your word. I do agree that Bill Belichick did not give him a definite when I'm going to walk away in a transition. I do believe that the wording, because in meetings like this, people who are in power being craft, they can say things or they can craft the conversation to lead you believing that based on what their word is, that this is a real possibility. Now, I do believe something like that happened, which also I believe Tom Brady added something to it. When he made the statement, we don't know if this is to be true, but if it was true, that he demanded that Josh stay there, Josh hearing that, and Andrew Luck. We don't know how bad this is. We don't know what kind of medical information, because I'm not in any hurry to partner up with Jim Irsay. So I was a little hesitant about that. I'm hesitant about Luck's injury. And I do believe this to be true. Josh does not have a promise, but I believe Kraft and him said some choice words to make him stay there in New England.
Listen, we see this in other industries. Let's take Mike Tirico when he left ESPN to go to NBC. And there were a lot of questions about what does this mean for your and my mutual friend Bob Costas and his future. And NBC was like, oh, no, Costas is going to be here forever. Like, are we just happy to add Mike Tirico? But it didn't make sense, him leaving the prominent position he was at to go be, what, a number two for the next decade? Like, and then what did we find out this week? That, you know, our friend Bob Costas is retiring, essentially, or at least stepping away.
Mm-hmm.
And Tirico's going to slide into that position. What for Josh McDaniels to do this to the Colts, it might not torch his ability to get jobs with the 31 other teams, but it torches his ability to get jobs with 24, 25 of them, which now all of a sudden you're trying to thread a very small needle if you want to be a head coach in this league. And you cannot convince me Josh McDaniels does not want to be a head coach in this league, not only because of that he failed the first time around, And not only because it's the top of the mountain in his profession, but the enormous financial rewards that go along with being a head coach compared to every other coach on that roster. It is an enormous discrepancy. So I cannot believe a guy would have a head coaching job in this hand and just throw that hand away if he did not have every reason to believe, I'm going to be the head coach here. I'm sure they didn't give him a date, and I'm sure Belichick didn't say any of these things. But what you're saying about Kraft, then maybe after the meeting, Kraft's like, and by the way, you're next up. We got you. Like, I think that had to have happened.
So riddle me this, gentlemen, because we all are grown, and everybody involved in this scenario we're talking about are grown folks. And so what we know is even if Kraft had wink, wink, you're next, you're the guy, you're the chosen one, even if Belichick, Brady, and everybody got on board with that wink, wink, it's you, brother. Things can change in an instant, particularly in the National Football League. So to your point, I agree with you, Nick. Who doesn't want to be a head coach? And as you say, this transitions to other industries. You know, certainly when you have the opportunity to get your dream job, I say you have to take
it
when you can. But you have to take it when you can, because who's to say you ever get another bite at that apple? So you're right. 25 teams probably are not even going to look at him twice. We also don't know what this is going to look like the next few years with him still under Belichick's command. And he might not even be a desirable head coach candidate when the next opportunity comes up.
I mean, he took a great risk.
Huge.
I mean, he took a chance. But the ability to be able to work with Tom Brady potentially until he retires, I mean, that's a feather in his cap that none of us know the value of that. But I just think the inside information on Andrew Luck, I believe as time, tells, I believe the stories will come out. And also we'll see in the OTAs, is Luck back in the OTAs? Do they start training camp? And if they don't do those things, it makes sense why Josh maybe had more intel than we had. Now, I'm with you guys. These jobs are very, very rare. And if you get an opportunity to take them, just like Frank Wright, he took one.
Yep. Right.
I mean, he took the job that Josh turned down.
But here's why I think you have to be right, Chris, because what is new information? That's what's going to move the needle. So whatever value playing with Brady till his retirement has, he had that before he committed to go to the Colts,
Absolutely. The one piece of new information that was reported is Bill Belichick saying, I'm going to open up this treasure trove of information that I didn't open up to you before. One thing to keep in mind that maybe Belichick sold him on. When Bill Belichick was under Parcells in 1990, after they win the Super Bowl, Bill Belichick leaves to go to Cleveland, a lesser organization, more questionable ownership, all of that, right? A few weeks later, Bill Parcells steps down. Belichick gave up the opportunity to take over the Giants, something he would have rather done. I wonder if Belichick relayed that story to him as far as a more of the wink, wink, nod, nod. You don't want to give up the opportunity to take over the New England Patriots like I did with the Giants.
Cautionary tale.
Brady leaning in on his left foot of the shot, then along the left hash. Gets the snap. Four-man pressure. Has time. Throws. Caught. Amendola crossing from right to left. Turns it up and in for the touchdown. Danny Amendola in from 9 yards out. And here come the Patriots.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Dan Mergliotta has called a stop to this contest at 1 minute, 35 seconds of round number 2, declaring the winner by knockout, Jeremy Little Heathen Stephen.
Orlando, we saved the best for last tonight. Jeremy Little Heathen Stephens, have a moment, young man. Congratulations.
Thank you, Orlando. I came to party.
28 UFC fights, you've never looked better. Three straight wins, the biggest one of which comes tonight against the number 4 guy in the world. You got to feel just on top of the world after that.
And now we know who the hardest hitting 145er is, baby. Hey, no disrespect, man. Josh Emmett put me down on my butt. I had to get my wits back underneath me. You cannot break me. I am unbreakable, baby. That's what's up. That's hard. That's how you come back. I've had a lot of ups and downs in my careers, and that's testament. Never give up.
We're going to take a look at the finishing sequence and, of course, that left hand that ultimately put him down, and then you were able to finish him from there. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, Emmett was tough. He was doing really good, good movement. I didn't know, man. We were swinging. The dude does swing leather. I knew he comes from a great camp. And, hey, no disrespect. I didn't say a bad thing about them, their camp. They're tough. Me and Alliance, we're always going to go against the Alpha Males. And we're always going to be top competitors against them. And we came to here to give you guys a show.
I know you have fought the champion Max Holloway before. You have 3 consecutive wins. You have never been closer to a UFC title shot in your career. Your thoughts on what the rest of 2018 may hold for you?
Dana, give me my title shot. There's only 3 guys in front of me. Please. Please give it to me. 11 years in the company, baby. Always putting on the show. There's only 3 guys I got to hit list. They can run, but they can't hide. I'm coming.
No doubt about it. Go enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen.
John Amila, Dad's coming home tomorrow. Thank you, Orlando.
Your main event winner, Jeremy Stephens.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Well, you heard from the impressive Jeremy Stephens, of course, a winner tonight, a knockout winner of Josh Emmett. Josh Emmett's no hobo, but he's just not in Jeremy Stephens' league. But then who is? I mean, Jeremy Stephens, Max Holloway, that rematch is going to be one hell of a fight, no doubt about it. And Stevens is up. Holloway's looking good. What can I say? At 145, there are some guys at 145 that can fight. Those two guys are definitely two of them. Also on the card, of course, Jessica Andrade. She's a, what can I say? She's an impressive woman, no doubt about it. Not a spectacular, can I say, a finish or anything like that, but she went 3 rounds tonight, and, you know, she got her work in. And, of course, and when you're in the world of combat sports, you've heard people like Ronda Rousey. You know, she's been unable to go past one round and this and that. If you don't get the rounds, then guess what? When it comes time to do the rounds, you can't do them because you don't have them under your belt. Anyway, Jessica Andrade beat Tessa Torres tonight. Of course, that was unanimous night across the board. Over three rounds in a woman's strawweight bout and a light heavyweight bout of significance. Ilir Latifi, the man that, of course, that beat, didn't he beat up Tyson Pedro? I think he did beat up Tyson Pedro. Anyway, he defeated Ovin St. Preux with a technical submission, a standing guillotine choke, folks. You don't see this often in MMA. This was like, a standing guillotine choke. When I say Ovin St. Preux, of course, did some time with John Jones when John Jones was the light heavyweight champion. He means a former title challenger, a good fighter. But Ilir Latifi, Samoan, New Zealand, call it what you want down there. He's an island boy, and guess what? He can fight. We'll see if he can continue this winning streak, but that's a good winning streak for him right now. Two in a row, of course, the win tonight over Ovin St. Preux. Max Griffin was the winner of Mike Perry. Mike Perry, not all that world-wise, but Max Griffin is the guy they're trying to build up, of course, on Fox Sports. It was all on the main network tonight, meaning Fox, not Fox Sports. But Fox Sports, of course, is the premier network for the UFC because they're, of course, taking care of the UFC. They got that big contract. They signed that for, like, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? Remember that incredible contract that took the UFC off Spike TV? That was such a shock to a lot of people. Well, not too much. When the UFC looked at the money that was being offered, Spike didn't even come close. Loyalty doesn't matter when it comes to money. Sorry, babe, but that's just the way it is. Also on the card, Brian Keller was the winner over Renan Braille. Renan Braille, the former world bantamweight champion, of course, trying to fight at 135 again. He made 135 as far as weight was concerned, but that was it. He wasn't in the fight. He lost all three rounds on my scorecard and on two judges' cards as well. Won one round on another card, but it's time for him to just go away. Remember him, Renan Braille? I mean, it's been like 3 or 4 years ago he was the champion. He was a guy that won like 28 straight fights, and then boom. He lost three fights or four fights, and then he couldn't get a win. And when he tried to get a win, they put him in fights where he couldn't make the weight. This time he made the weight, but at the end of the day, it's probably time for him to pack it in. Real quick, I want to take a look at the world of boxing. Of course, boxing, rock and roll. We've got the World Heavyweight Championship coming down March the 3rd. It'll be on Showtime. We'll talk about Luis Ortiz, King Kong Ortiz, the Cuban, the undefeated Cuban, of course, out of Miami, Cuban exile, the steroid user. They sort of gave him a pass, and not once but twice on it. So I don't know what's going on as far as that's concerned. But the bottom line is he, of course, and Deontay Wilder are going to hook it up on Showtime from the Barclays Center. And these guys are really going to rock and roll. I think both the guys are going to come out fighting. I think this will be a hell of a heavyweight fight. One hell of a heavyweight fight, March 3rd, the Barclays Center, of course, Brooklyn, New York, home of the Brooklyn Nets. And you get to rock and roll on Showtime to watch that card. That card will be exciting. Of course, Al Haymon bringing you that card. Al Haymon, of course, about to be, Al Haymon's not going to be smiling, I don't think, this time next year. I really don't. I think there's all kinds of legal shenanigans, people looking to position themselves legally against Al Haymon. I'll just put it to you like that. And anytime people with a lot of money come looking for you, you know, you don't want to spend your entire life in court. You just don't want to do that. You spend your entire life in court, you end up losing a lot of money and time. And he can't afford to do that right now. I'm talking about, of course, Mr. Al Haymon. Terrence Crawford, man, Terrence Bud Crawford. Of course, he is the man, no doubt about that. We had his trainer on the show in October. I'm talking about Brian Bo Mack McIntyre. Remember, he dropped the F-bomb on the air. Oh, man, what were you thinking? Anyway, Crawford is rocking and rolling. No doubt about that. But I've got to tell you, man, he is now going to fight at 147 pounds. And although I think his skill and his stock has grown, no doubt about it, I got to tell you, man, 147 is another world. I know. Why do I know that? Because I fought at 139, which was junior welterweight limit for amateurs back then. And from 139 to 147, the jump from junior welter to welter, it was like a jump off a bridge for me because I could beat the good guys, but I couldn't beat the better than good guys. You know what I'm saying? In other words, I wasn't bigger. I wasn't the bigger guy at 147 like I was at 139. And people laugh when they say a few pounds here and there. What's a few pounds here and there? Yeah. Try to get in the ring and deal with it. No doubt about that. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide here Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Now, right back to the world of the UFC, because I want to make sure that we mention the fact that the monstrous Chris Cyborg Santos rocking and rolling on that same night with Showtime Championship Boxing emanating from Brooklyn, New York. Of course, talk about Wilder and Ortiz on pay-per-view UFC 222 on the line with the champion, Chris Cyborg Santos, a world featherweight champ, 145 pounds. She is Max Holloway's female counterpart. She's taking on Yana Kunishikea. Yana can fight a lot, but she's not Chris Cyborg Santos, so unfortunately for Yana, she's going to get her head handed to her earlier than she wants to. Anyway, Frankie Edgar's on the card taking on Brian Ortega. Ortega, I believe, is undefeated. Yes, he is. And Edgar, the former lightweight champion, now fighting at 145, so that's going to be one hell of a card, no doubt about it. Sean O'Malley's on the card as well. And, I'm looking down here. Stefan Struve, of course, the last man. Take that back. The only man to beat current world heavyweight champion Stipe Miocic, UFC world heavyweight champion Stipe Miocic, the only man to ever defeat him and not be beaten in a rematch is Stefan Struve, and he's taking on Andre Arlovski. Of course, Arlovski's got a bad chin. The former UFC heavyweight champion's got a really, really bad chin. So if Stefan Struve can touch that chin, it might be all over early for Double A. And then moving, of course, into that title challenger position, because Stipe Miocic's going to need to fight somebody after he fights Daniel Cormier, because if he doesn't, if he doesn't lose to Cormier, and of course Cormier is an excellent wrestler, and that's Cormier's real strength, the fact that if he gets Stipe Miocic on the ground, he could probably beat him on the ground, but Stip's probably going to try to stick to that boxing. Anyway, also on the card, wrapping things up here, a women's bantamweight bout, 135, Kat Zagano taking on Caitlin Vieira. Of course, that's UFC 222 coming to you live from Las Vegas on pay-per-view. Of course, that's going to be a fight card that's probably going to be worth watching. That one, of course, and the Showtime card, the Showtime Championship boxing card that night. What can I say? Why have two fight cards on the same night? Both great fights. They look like great fights because that's the way promoters have been doing things from the beginning of time. They don't care about each other. It's only their product. I don't know. I really think it's a bad move. But unfortunately for combat sports fans, this has been going on since the beginning of time. Of course, I remember when Don King and Bob Arum back in the days were going toe-to-toe, and one would put an event on pay-per-view, the other one would put an event on free TV, and all. It just got crazy. Competition is good, though, no doubt about it. Of course, this has been your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check them out on their website, WBOboxing.com. Hey, you're tuned to Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
That is just a fact of life.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
This is Sports Overnight America.
What is happening? Welcome to another edition of Dom's Diner. We are open for business for your listening pleasure with the best and the worst of the last week in sports. Diner was closed last Saturday, but we're back. Better than ever. Great specials. Let's start things off with some winners, shall we?
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Lionel Messi. Now, he's arguably one of the greatest soccer players ever. So shouldn't he be a winner every week? Yeah, whatever. This week, he's a real winner because in the Champions League, he scored a goal against Chelsea. Now, yes, Lionel Messi scores goals. We all know that. But Messi had played 729 minutes against Chelsea in his entire career and had never scored. He broke through. They ended up tying Chelsea 1-1 on the road. So Barcelona in good shape on the return leg in the Champions League. They should take care of Chelsea in their next game and advance to the next round of the Champions League. Winner number two, U.S. Men's Olympic Curling. That is right. The curlers from the United States, the men's team, won their very first gold medal in the history of men's curling in the Olympics for the United States. Their best previous finish were a couple bronze medals. John Schuster, the skip for the curling team, led the way. He struggled early on in the match against Sweden, but came back and finished with a vengeance. It was tied 5-5 after the seventh end. And then going into the eighth end, it was 5-5. The U.S. had the hammer, which means they had the last throw. The U.S. ended up scoring 5 points in the eighth end to take a 10-5 lead. Sweden had to make up 5 points in just two ends, and the United States had the hammer in the 10th to close out that. Sweden ultimately conceded the match during the 10th end, realizing they were not going to get the job done. So shout out John Schuster and the United States men's Olympic curling team for the gold medal win. My third winner this week, Blake Bortles, got paid. That's right, Blake Bortles got paid. Let that sink in. Blake Bortles signed a big extension. 3 years, $54 million with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He will stay. Going into the season, there were questions whether Blake Bortles was going to continue to be the quarterback this year in 2017, let alone in the future for the Jaguars. But with that great defense, Blake Bortles was good enough to get the job done. They beat the Steelers in the playoffs again. Beat the Steelers a couple times this year. Blake Bortles re-ups with the Jaguars. He got a big extension. Shout out to him. Good job. You did good there, Blake. You had a good season. Helped the Jaguars get to the AFC Championship and almost beat the Patriots. So, Blake Bortles, you're my third winner this week. All right, you can't have winners without losers, so without further ado, let's go into some losers. First loser, the Spurs and Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard hurt his hamstring during the preseason and has played about 10 games all year. The doctor said he was healthy. You can come back, Kawhi, you're ready to go. And Kawhi Leonard's like, yeah, no, I don't think I'm ready. I don't feel like I'm ready. So there's a lot of dissent there. There's a lot of butting heads, differences of opinions. Maybe Kawhi Leonard is not going to be the long-term future franchise for the San Antonio Spurs. That's going to be something to watch because usually a guy who's been hurt for most of the season, when the doctors say, hey, you're healthy, usually that guy's like, all right, great, I'm feeling good, let's do it. So the fact that he doesn't feel like he's ready and Coach Popovich says he'd be surprised if Kawhi played again this season, things are not as rosy as we thought in San Antonio. So there are my first losers this week. Second losers. The Dallas Mavericks, a lot going on in the week. First off, Mark Cuban, the owner, was fined $600,000 after he appeared on Dr. J's podcast and basically admitted that, yeah, I told the guys, we're going to tank this year. We're not going to tank anymore after this, but we're going to tank this year and get the best draft pick possible. You can't do that. So he was fined $600,000 by the commissioner, Adam Silver, for conduct detrimental to the league. And you don't want to ever have any of your teams openly admitting that they're tanking. But that wasn't it for Mark Cuban, because the Dallas Mavericks embroiled in a lot of sexual harassment, workplace misconduct. You had a former team president accused of multiple incidents of harassment. Nothing happened to him. He's no longer with the team. He's been gone for a few years, but nothing was done while he was there. The head of HR apparently was very unhelpful, unwilling to listen to any of the claims of harassment, and openly pushed his opinions on everybody else. Yes, freedom of opinion, freedom of speech, that's great, but in the workplace, you don't need to push it on everybody. He's been fired, and a former beat writer who has now been fired was accused of breaking his girlfriend's wrist a few years ago. He's able to keep his job, and then there was another issue of domestic violence with another girlfriend who's also an employee of the Dallas Mavericks, so it's a huge mess for Dallas. Mark Cuban's out $600,000, all kinds of chaos going on within the organization. It has been a bad week for Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks. My final loser this week, Sean Miller, the head coach of the University of Arizona men's basketball team. We all know about the FBI investigation into bribes going to high school players so that they would commit to certain teams. The investigation has continued, and a lot of top-tier programs are being involved and investigated still. We've seen Rick Pitino get fired. Tom Izzo has had his share of problems up in Michigan State. And FBI wiretaps intercepted telephone conversations between Arizona coach Sean Miller and Christian Dawkins, who is a key figure in the FBI's investigation into college basketball corruption, in which Miller discussed paying $100,000 to ensure star freshman DeAndre Ayton would sign with the Wildcats. According to people with knowledge of the FBI investigation, Miller and Dawkins, a runner working for ASM Sports agent Andy Miller, had multiple conversations about Ayton, and when Dawkins asked Sean Miller if he should work with assistant coach Emmanuel Richardson to finalize their agreement, Miller told Dawkins he should deal directly with him when it came to the money. Yikes. They're now one of, that one phone call was one of about 3,000 hours of conversations intercepted from Dawkins' phone by the FBI. Things are not looking good, and we're starting to see big names at big programs not taken down yet, but getting really involved with some damning evidence. So, Sean Miller, Arizona basketball head coach, you are a loser this week. All right, and a relative of losers are those who get the special recognition of good job, good effort, because they try. This one goes out to Nadezhda Zergeva, the pilot for the Russian women's bobsled team. She tested positive for a banned heart medication, trimetazidine, and it's a drug used to treat heart disease, and it also improves athletes' oxygen use. Now, yes, there's the whole cloud of state-sponsored doping by Russia, but that's not why this is a good job, good effort. Just a few months ago, Zergeva posted a video on her YouTube account, and she had a sweater that said, "I don't do doping." Here she is at the Olympics, the largest stage you can have, and she tested positive for doping. She got caught. So good job, good effort to Nadezhda Zergeva, Russian bobsled pilot. All right, it's almost time to close up shop here at the diner. But before we do, I got one last special that I think you're going to enjoy a little bit of Say What.
Say what?
The Winnipeg Jets played the Colorado Avalanche during the last week. They destroyed them 6-1, but that's not really what the story is here. The story is Winnipeg Jets' Dustin Byfuglien. Near the end of the second period, there was a scuffle where Avalanche rookie AJ Greer exchanged a few shots with Blake Wheeler, the captain of the Winnipeg Jets. And that started turning into a much more of a scuffle than just a couple pushes. So Dustin Byfuglien decided to step in, fight Greer, and back up his captain. Byfuglien ended up receiving 17 minutes of penalty time. 17 minutes. So he missed the last 2 minutes of the second period. He was off the ice for another 18 minutes because of intermission. And then he had to come back, and for the third period, he missed 15 out of the 20 minutes. So Dustin Byfuglien was off the ice for about 40 minutes straight. He was in the penalty box for about 40 minutes straight. That's almost unheard of. And the best part about it was Byfuglien, while he was in the penalty box, he was cheering. He was participating in the entertainment in between intermission. Dustin Byfuglien had a great time. He was dancing. He was getting rounds of applause by the audience for how entertaining he was in the box. But just something you'd never heard of. A player spent almost 40 minutes in the penalty box straight. Yes, he was only 17 minutes worth of penalty time, but he picked it up right before intermission. Say what? What? Wow, all right. That's going to wrap it up for Dominic Jimenez here at Dom's Diner. Thank you for joining us. It's time to close up, so I'm going to throw this thing back over to Johnny Taco while I clean up after some messes at the table. Taco Man, what else you got?
Dominic's Diner, what can I say? Just rocks and rolls, doesn't it? Every week that man just... Can I say the sky's the limit when it comes to broadcasting? No doubt about that. The great Dominic Jimenez. We are lucky to have him. No doubt about that. Now, the Dallas Mavericks, of course, a little bit of scandal going on there. Mark Cuban and company, the administrators, the people who are running his team, supposedly were sexually harassing people. And, you know, like sort of, you know, that Trump stuff, you know, like, you know, grab, that kind of good stuff. Anyway, Mark Cuban says he knew nothing about it. Supposedly this went on from 2000 to 2015. That's an awful long time to not know what was going on. I mean, Mark Cuban's a pretty solid guy, so I'm wondering how that ends up. Anyway, the bottom line is that the Mavericks, of course, not the greatest team in all of basketball. Mark Cuban's, he's one hell of a character, no doubt about that. And he's fun to be around. I've been around him in a couple of fights, and he is fun to be around, no doubt about that. Now, we'll take a look at some of the NBA scores, of course, from this past Saturday night. Orlando came up short in Philadelphia, 116 to 105. Memphis, again, on the road with Miami, came short. Can't win on the road, Memphis, 115 to 89. Of course, Miami coming out on top there. Boston winning in New York. That's right, beating the Knicks in the Garden, 121-112. Of course, the Knicks. What happened to the Knicks? We could do a whole show on that one, couldn't we? On the show on the Knicks, just how they just never ever went back to the Willis Reed. I mean, I keep all those great players they had in. Well, anyway, the New York Knicks, having partied with a couple of New York Knicks, I can tell you why New York doesn't rock and roll as far as success is concerned, probably in the world of basketball. Now, Oklahoma City, of course, wow, they've beaten the Warriors two straight. I'm pretty sure they beat them two straight. They drubbed them pretty good. Tonight, the Warriors won at home, 112 to 80 over, of course, the Oklahoma City. And you got to figure it out this way. Of course, Golden State rocking and rolling and on top of the West, but Oklahoma City, good team, but they're coming in, of course, to the Warriors' hometown. Tough to beat the Warriors in Oakland, no doubt about that. The Warriors destined to win another championship this year. Are they or aren't they? That's a big question, of course, because LeBron James is talking a lot of smack. And why is he talking smack? Because he's LeBron. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline, of course, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio. Wow, we've got about 1,000 different platforms. The bottom line is, you are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Now this rich. Jordan comes out on Curry. 4-5. Triple. His third three. Gallinari, that will count if it counts. It does!
Patella gets it inside where he likes it. Back outside to Harden. Great defense by Miami. Forces Harden. Oh, my goodness!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
To get through this dragnet, it's as slippery as a nail in a barrel full of oil.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this is. I can see through the I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape. But what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening. I can't believe you clapped about that. It's a man raping men in Houston. It's like 7 men have already come forward in the Houston area and reported this. Which means he must have raped thousands. It's a tough phone call for us to make. It's not like when you get raped, ladies. There's no society don't give a f- about male rape. There's no hotline for us. If man get raped, you just gotta get up and walk that shit off. Huh? Got raped. Caught me slipping.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Let me remind our listeners here on SportsBot and SB Nation Radio Sports that Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs tomorrow, of course, 34 years now, an inside look into the world of combat sports, both boxing and MMA. That's tomorrow, Sundays, live right here on SportsBot and SB Nation Radio Sports. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern Time right here on SportsBot Line and SB Nation Sports. Well, I got to tell you, I'm a little... I'm not bummed out at the fact that Tom Brady lost. I mean, you have to lose every once in a while. I mean, he can't win all the time. The guy's been in 8 Super Bowls now, and he's won 5 of them. I mean, how many guys, you know, would like to be in just one Super Bowl, let alone 8 of them? Anyway, still got a winning record. I don't think he needs to be dogged the way people are dogging him. And as long as he's happy with his wife, what can I say, the private jets, that kind of good stuff, more power to Tom Brady, no doubt about that. Tom Brady, still my MVP. And, of course, I know Mr. Knowles outshined him, and of course that has a lot to do with the lackadaisical or the porous defense. You know, it's got a lot of holes in it. New England defense, Carter was talking about it, has a lot of holes in it. That's where Bill Belichick, I always got problems with that. We'll need to improve. He'll need to improve on that defense to make a run in 2018, 2019. Well, I am the Taco Man. This is Taco Man Radio live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Of course, we air here each and every Saturday night on the West Coast, 10 p.m. Pacific time, or on the East Coast, 1 a.m. Eastern time, live Sunday morning. So next time, don't forget, you're tuned to Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports.
This is Sports Overnight America.